on, Neil. Keep up.
All right, I'm trying my best.
So what's the plan, Uriel? Looks like this corridor is a dead end.
Oh, you're going to love it, Seagull. You really are.
I'm sure I am. Can you give me a clue, though?
Oh, a guessing game. We used to love doing those in Eden, didn't we?
Well, some more than others.
Okay. What flies and burns but is never consumed?
Look, I'm not totally sure we've really got time for this. Not with the...
Go on, have a guess.
Shit, they're right on our tail.
Uriel, where now?
You were going to say a phoenix, weren't you?
What?
I know you, chum. I know how your mind works.
I wasn't actually. I haven't really got the bandwidth for guessing games right now.
Oh, I definitely thought I'd catch you out there.
Fuck! Can we just get going, please?
Yes, but where?
Don't worry, it's all planned out. Come on, crawl into this passageway, you two. Don't worry, I got your back. Company! Present Shield Wall!
Come on, bird. Give us a paw.
Paw?
Paw, wing, whatever.
You really need to cut back on the donuts, Neil. You've definitely got a bit more blobby since I last saw you.
Oh, thanks for the advice, Doc. But in the meantime...
All right, close your eyes and I'll send some lubrication your way.
No, that is not happening again. Bet I can just about squeeze through.
Well done, Neil. I wonder how Uriel's doing in the rear guard.
War! That was fun!
Fun?
Yeah! I tell you, Corundil, I got really bored guarding that vault. This is so much more exciting! Anyway, I don't think I've been properly introduced, Neil. I'm Uriel of the Praetorian Guard.
Right, pleased to meet you.
And Neil?
Oh, yeah, and, thanks for saving us back there.
My pleasure, Neil. Like I said, it's been a blast!
So, where are we?
The transport department. There are all manner of different modes of travel here.
Is that a sleigh?
Yeah, it was Santa's.
Could we use it to escape in?
Looks a bit worse for wear, if you ask me.
Yeah, and it requires reindeer. But don't worry, this is what we're going to escape in.
A chariot!
Wow, it's really, fiery.
That's because it's a chariot of fire! Do you get it now, Seagull? My clue! What flies and burns but is never consumed?
Oh, right. Yes, I see.
It must have been serviced quite recently because it's in great nick. It's the perfect getaway vehicle, don't you think?
Yes, except it is really fiery, you know, almost as if it's just made of pure fire.
It is! That's what makes it so special.
But if we sit in that, then we're all going to go up in flames, aren't we?
Oh, don't worry. They're heavenly flames. Not half as hot as ordinary flames.
Not half as hot. Okay, but even so, I'm mostly covered in pretty flammable feathers, Uriel. I could very easily go up in a puff of smoke sat in that thing.
Oh, right.
Though, Neil, if you wrap yourself tightly around me, I should be okay.
Wrap myself around you?
You see... Neil's immortal. He can't die.
Oh, that's handy.
Actually, it's not handy. It's fucking irritating most of the time and regularly leads me into cul-de-sacs of outrageous pain.
Still, it'll be useful for our trip.
So, where are we going? Special Ops tracked me down before, so where on earth in this universe is safe?
Eden!
Eden, of course.
It's the perfect place to lie low for a while. I mean... It's so neglected that it's practically mythical.
Oh, could you drop me back in Eastwater en route? Things are so back on with Tasman now that,
Sorry, Neil. Eden's at the opposite end of the universe to Earth.
But I thought Eden was on Earth.
Nah, it's another planet altogether.
That's right. When Adam and Eve got booted out, they got booted a long, long way from home.
Shit! They followed us through the passage.
Ah, come on! All on board!
Neil, wrap me tight around you.
God, not another bloody hug. Come here then.
Right, Constable. Let's take a look at that final body.
Lucas Blake from Maintenance and Procurement.
Well, well. See there? Exactly the same precision cuts found on the other four bodies.
Yes, Sarge.
Take a look at that curved angle of entry, Constable, and note how cleanly the flesh has been sliced up.
Yep, got it.
This has got to be the result of an unbelievably sharp blade wielded by a consummate professional. Do you want to write that down in your notebook, Constable?
Yes, Sarge.
In fact, if I shine my torch on the torso, can you draw me a detailed sketch of those injuries?
Right, a sketch.
If you scoop those intestines to one side, then you'll get a better view of the incisions.
Okay. Can you just excuse me one moment, Sarge? Right. Sorry about that. You were saying something about a drawing, Sarge.
Now listen, Constable. Do I really need to remind you just how fortunate we are to have been handed this assignment?
No, Sarge.
Particularly after letting those inmates escape from limbo. I mean, I honestly thought that was it. Career over and a major stain on my hitherto impeccable record of service.
Yeah, me too, Sarge.
But here we are. Back in the game and working for the mighty Cosmos Corporation on the trail of this here serial killer.
Yes, it's quite the unexpected turnaround, Sergeant.
Which means, whatever we do, Constable, we mustn't fuck it up.
Absolutely, Sarge. Let me just make a note of that. Mustn't fuck it up.
There's no need to write that down, Constable. Surely the ambition to not fuck up should be part of your policing DNA by now.
Of course, Sarge. Let me just scribble that out. Oh, looks like my pen's run out. Can I borrow yours, Sarge?
What? No, Constable. As you well know, I don't lend my trusty nib out to all and sundry.
Well, I'm not quite all and sundry, Sarge. I mean, you and I, we served and died together in Eastwater. Then, hand in hand, as it were, we embarked on an extraordinary metaphysical journey to an extraordinary plane of existence. Finally, as a seasoned close-knit policing unit, we resumed our duties as colleagues in the Limbo Home.
Yes, all right, Constable. Here's the pen.
Thank you, Sarge. I'll guard it with my life.
Though, being dead, that might be problematic, Constable.
Ha ha! Good one, Sarge.
Now, come on, think. What's the connection between two maintenance men, a middle-ranking employee of the HR department, a trainee assistant resource monitor, and the High Council's longest-serving receptionist? And what about the weapon? Who would possess such a large, curved blade? I need more than an Constable. We need to crack this case wide open and prove ourselves. We've got to cut a long sway through all that chaff and get down to the real pithy kernel of truth.
Scythe, Sarge!
That would certainly refine the metaphor. So, we need to scythe our way through all the chaff and get down to the real pithy kernel of truth.
No, Sarge, the weapon. A scythe.
A scythe? Goodness, Constable, you may well have stumbled onto something there. So, if that were the case, our chief suspect would be an access all areas scythe-wielding purveyor of death.
You know, Sarge, with that sort of profile, there is one suspect that certainly comes to mind.
Ooh, could you just run through that list again?
Ugh, chocolate sponge cake. Carrot cake, red velvet cake, biscuit cake, lemon drizzle cake, baked flourless cake, unbaked flourless cake.
Ooh, how many layers in the red velvet cake?
What? Oh, you know, probably the standard amount.
Can you check? You see, I'll tell you where I am. It's a toss-up between the red velvet and the chocolate sponge. But before I can make my final decision, I need to know how many layers in the red velvet.
Okay. Hang on a moment, I'll go and check.
Thanks.
Hello, Hugh.
Oh, hello, Jesus.
How's it going being Prince Regent then? Dad's number two.
Oh, you know, lots to do.
Yeah, I imagine there is. I mean, it's a big job running Cosmos.
Yeah, huge.
Must have been quite a surprise then when he asked you to do it.
Oh, it was. I mean, I've never been responsible for, you know, a massive corporation before, but God said he chose me because he needed someone he could really trust.
Oh, that was his reason, was it? Because he didn't know anyone else close to him that he could rely on, hey?
Yeah.
So there was no one he was intimately acquainted with that had been waiting patiently in the wings for just such an opportunity to present itself then?
Yeah. Though, I think he didn't mention you at one point.
Really?
Yeah. He said he thought you'd be fab at the job, but he didn't want to, like, overburden you when you were happy doing other things.
Other things? Like undergoing therapy and avoiding sharp objects, right? He said that, did he?
Yeah. More or less. Oh, I'll take the red velvet cake, please.
Oh, do you not want to know how many layers it has, then?
No need.
Oh, it's just, well, there were none left in the display cabinet, so I had to go out back and check.
Did you? Well, thanks for that.
If I had known, you weren't that bothered.
No, I was, but not so much now.
So what's he working on that's so important then, Hugh?
I'm afraid it's a secret.
Is it?
In fact, he didn't even want to tell me, but I accidentally saw the model
garden?
Yeah.
What garden?
Oh, no. I can't say.
Because it's a secret?
Yeah, a secret. That's right. How's that cake coming on?
Just tried to find the correct cardboard carrier for it.
Oh, don't worry, I'll take it as it is.
I'd rather give you the right container. If it's the wrong shape, then it will compromise the integrity of the cake.
The integrity of the cake? Please, can I just take it?
So, Hugh, it's like a secret garden then?
Yeah.
What, like Eden?
Definitely not like Eden. No, absolutely not Eden.
It's Eden, isn't it?
Yeah, but you mustn't tell anyone.
Because it's a secret. Don't worry, Hugh, it's already forgotten.
Oh, phew.
Enjoy your cake.
Oh, that's very good, Douglas. I love how you've recreated their essence without it being a slavish copy of the original.
Thank you, God. Obviously, these two-dimensional representations of them can only go so far.
I totally get that, Douglas. But as a proof of concept, it's just what I was after. Fantastic work.
Happy to move on to the manufacturing stage, then?
Oh, yes, Douglas. Let's get down on site and crack on with that as soon as possible.
You can't let it go, can you?
Jesus, you can't just burst in here.
Oh, there they are, the shiny new couple. Adam and Eve 2.0.
Well, we're not quite there yet, Jesus. These are only the blueprints.
Douglas, do you mind giving us the room, please?
Right, of course.
You just had to give it another go, didn't you? You had to go digging up the past without any thought about the consequences.
Consequences?
For when it all goes wrong again.
Oh, Jesus, but this time round...
And when it does, then guess which sucker is going to be asked to go back down there and try and sort it all out for you? Yeah, that's right, me, Jesus, total chump Christ.
No, but listen, Jesus.
JTCC.
This time I have a foolproof plan to prevent it from all backfiring.
Foolproof? Like sending down an evac team to pluck me away to safety. That sort of plan.
But if
you know, that worked out so well last time round, didn't it?
But if you just let me speak, Jesus, I'll explain.
Go on then. Give it your best shot.
My big mistake last time...
Was forgetting to save me.
...was to instruct Adam and Eve to not eat the fruit on the Tree of Knowledge. This time, there will be no such commandment.
So, what if they eat it regardless?
The chances of that are infinitesimal, Jesus. Eden is huge, with millions of trees. The only reason why they ate from it last time was that I totally underestimated their curiosity. Well, that and the meddling of Lucifer, of course... It was my own silly fault. If you forbid a human to do something, then they're more likely than ever to just go ahead and do it.
Well, regardless, when it all goes tits up, don't come running to me.
I assure you, Jesus, your services as a redeemer won't be required again. So, who told you about it?
Hugh did.
Hugh. Oh, dear. He's a lovely chap, but I was concerned that he might mention it.
He tried not to spill the beans, but, you know, being one of Santa's little helpers, he's not the brightest.
No, but he's got such a good heart, that one.
Oh, and I haven't.
What?
Got a good heart.
Well, of course you have, Jesus, but I just didn't think you were ready for such a demanding role. You know, emotionally.
Because of the 9-inch nails and spear skewered through my kidneys incident, you mean?
Oh, please, can we not put some of that to rest now?
Which bit, the rusty nails or the blunt spear?
I think you know what I mean, Jesus.
You know, Dad, at the very least, it would have been nice to have been put on the shortlist. Even if in reality the job was always going to the big-hearted elf.
Anyway, talking of shortlists, how has your job search been going, Jesus? I understand that your therapist thinks it's important that you keep busy.
That's privileged information. How do you know about that?
Oh, sorry. Did I overstep the mark?
Well, what do you think?
It's only because I care.
Care? The only thing you seem to care about is your stupid Eden project. Well, in future, Dad, just keep your omniscient nose out of my business.
Oh, dear.
Do you want me to go after him?
No, Ryan. I don't think that's going to help.
Actually, I don't need to go after him because I'm always everywhere all at the same time anyway.
Yes, of course you are, Ryan. Being the Holy Ghost, that's your thing.
But it would be nice one day to experience what it's like to go after someone.
I don't think you're really missing out on that front, Ryan. Anyway, I need to focus, so if you could...
Be on my way?
Well, yes. Even though I know you can't exactly do that, could you at least stop chattering?
All right. What if I quietly hummed, you know, just in the background?
Honestly, I'd rather you didn't. I think that after a while that might get on one's nerves.
Righty-ho, I'll just hang silently, as usual.
Now, let's give these blueprints a final look over. Ryan, I can hear you.
Sorry.
Oh, Sigrun, have you got a mow?
Sure, but won't we be late for the council meeting?
I wouldn't worry. Hugh was last seen stuffing his face with cake in the canteen.
Yes, he does seem quite distracted by sugary treats.
Doesn't he just? The thing is, Sigrun, I'm seriously worried about the future of the company. We need someone unflappable and experienced at the helm, not an immature, cake-obsessed elf who flees the chamber at the first sign of trouble.
So, what are you suggesting?
We track down the director and get her reinstated. I'm convinced that only strong and stable leadership will put Cosmos back on track.
But what you are suggesting is sedition, is it not?
I'd prefer to see it as an emergency restructuring of the company.
Company restructuring. Okay, that does sound better.
So, are you in?
Yes, I'm in. How about June?
No, best not include her. I think she still has some sentimental loyalty to God. Now, if it comes to it, I can probably get the Praetorian Guard on side. How about the Valkyries?
My girls will play ball if they think it's for the greater good.
Excellent. Now what we need to do is...
Jesus!
What's up?
No, Jesus! He's approaching us!
Oh. Hello, Jesus. I don't usually see you up here.
No. Look, thought long and hard about this. And I think the High Council needs to be made aware of something.
Oh, yes? What's that?
It's Dad. He's revamping Eden, creating a new Adam and Eve.
Is he now? Well, that certainly hasn't had the required sign-off.
No, I knew it wouldn't. Do you reckon you can do something about it?
Oh yes, Jesus. I'm sure we can.
Information, Uriel. Heavenly flames are just as fucking hot as ordinary flames. Look, am I still on fire?
Yeah, a bit. Try rolling on the ground.
Don't forget about me, Neil. I'm still attached to you down here.
How about now?
Yeah, all out now.
You can let go now, bird.
I can't. I think the heat has welded me onto you.
Is it your shit again?
Yep. I'm afraid flying across interstellar space at 1,000 times the speed of light loosened me up a sad.
Don't worry. One precision cut from my blade and you'll be free.
No!
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 There we go. All sorted.
Wow, you did it.
I'm always better with the sword after I've had a skinful.
Hey, you're drunk.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty much always a bit inebriated these days. Got the taste for some seriously filthy homebrew cider the last time I was here. Do you remember that grog, Carundial? Carundial?
I think my wing is still attached to you, Neil.
Yes it is. Oh, get it off of me.
Luckily, the flame cauterized the flesh, so could be worse.
Oh, Chum, I'm just so, so sorry.
That's all right, Uriel. You were just trying to help. I think I might just sit down here and rest for a moment. I'm starting to feel a bit queasy.
Yeah, sure. Look, Bird, I'll go and find you some water. Yeah, that might help.
Thanks, Neil.
Okay, Neil, but don't wander too far. Eden is vast and untamed. Fancy a swig of homebrew?
I've lost a wing, Uriel. Not my mind.
Okay.
How are you getting on with that jigsaw, Professor?
Not very well, Director. I think there are a lot of pieces missing.
Oh, well, why don't you do a crossword then?
Well, I would, but unfortunately, this 1976 bumper book of crosswords has already been completed.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, we could play another game of I Spy, if you like.
We could, Director. Or perhaps we could go for a stroll on the promenade.
And why would we want to do that?
Well, we might catch the sun setting over the horizon.
And?
We could watch it, you know, together. Perhaps even sat on a bench while eating candy floss, or some such equivalent seaside treat.
Again, but why, Professor?
I just thought it might be nice.
Nice?
Yes.
Hey, you're not very good at this, are you, Professor?
You mean flirting?
Oh, Lord, is that what you're doing?
Well, I was giving it a whirl.
Yes, well, don't. The very idea of it makes my skin crawl.
Oh.
No, I meant you're not very good at waiting patiently.
No, I suppose not. I do prefer to be doing things.
Like staring out over a grey expanse of water while a minor star in a dreary part of the universe disappears from sight, you mean?
Well, that, yes. But also things like creating a portal through to the multiverse.
Granted, that was rather impressive. And a far better use of time than wandering aimlessly along a seafront.
So, what are we waiting for, Director?
For the Fate Department to deal its next card, Professor. I told you, we're here for a reason. Now, where might this lead, I wonder?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, for goodness sake, what is the world coming to? People bothering me at this ungodly hour?
Oh, hello, Jean.
Oh, it's you, Miranda. What do you want at this late hour? I've just run myself a nice hot bath.
It's only 6:30.
Exactly. Ridiculous time of day to be bothering us grafters. It might be all right for the likes of you swanning around at this time, you kept ladies of leisure, as it were. But me, with another week of unrelenting toil up ahead, well, I need me rest and recuperation.
Look, Jean, I won't keep you. I'm just dropping Thomas off.
Oh, no, 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 no. You're going to have to hang on to that little brat, I'm afraid. Neil's not here, see?
What? But he said he'd look after him when we went out.
Oh, dear. Well, what a shame. Bye now.
No, hang on. Colin and I have got tickets for Swan Lake.
Oh, Swan Lake, eh? Haven't you gone all swanky-wanky? Got some of them opera glasses too, have you? You know, so you can get a right good view of them hard arses.
Look, couldn't you, as Thomas's favourite grandmother, just look after him for a few hours?
Favourite grandmother? Ha ha ha, me! That little bastard hates my guts.
No, he doesn't. You love Nan, don't you, Thomas?
Do not.
Yes, you do, Thomas. You're always telling me how fond of her you are.
Ouch! That hurts, Mum.
Aren't you?
Yeah, nice try, Miranda. Now, off you trot.
Oh, come on, Jean! I'll pay you!
Oh, well, how much?
£20.
Call it a ton, and it's a deal.
£100? That's daylight robbery.
Quite possibly. But then just think of all that lovely packed meat you'll miss seeing with your sad little perv glasses.
Oh, God. All right, £100. Thomas, be good, and we'll see you in a few hours, OK?
Mwah. Hang on a minute. Where's me dosh?
I don't carry that sort of money around on me. I'll have to get it to you tomorrow.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. This is a one-time only cash offer. Bye-bye.
Oh, one moment.
Mrs. Flowers?
Why don't we look after young Thomas for you?
Really?
Yes. He sounds like such a delight.
Eh?
Right. Thank you, Mrs. Flowers.
Please, call me Lucy.
Lucy. Come on, Thomas. This nice lady's going to look after you.
Who is she?
She's, Lucy.
Yeah, but how do you know her? She could be a pedo.
Oh, these silly words children pick up at school these days. I do apologise, Lucy.
Oh, that's not an issue. I've quite the thick skin.
Oh, well, that will be useful. I mean, that's good.
Right then. Enjoy your opera, Miranda.
It's not opera. It's... Oh, never mind. Thanks so much again, Lucy. We'll be back by 11.
I don't like the look of her.
Don't be silly, Thomas.
Yes, Thomas. I'm hardly the devil incarnate.
Yeah, exactly. Bye now.
Right, Thomas. Do you enjoy jigsaws?
Jigsaws? I'm not a bender.
Mind your manners, you little shit.
That's what I'm going to do.
Where are you going?
To have a dump.
Oh, no, you're not. Not in my bathroom, you're not.
But, Director, I don't understand. Why would you want to babysit this foul creature for a few hours?
Trust me. Fate has dealt us another card, Professor.
Get out of my bathroom.
Sorry, it's just a lot to take in.
I know. One minute you're zipping around the skies in your shiny executive jet, and then the next, kaboom! Oh, sorry. You probably didn't need that impression of a plane full of jet fuel ploughing into a field.
It just seems so...
unfair.
Yeah.
I tell you, you're not the first person to coin that word at this stage of the proceedings.
I've dedicated my whole life to building up a multi-billion-pound business. I was at the top of my game.
Yes, your file is certainly an impressive read. Aye. Well, at least on the career side of things. Not quite so impressive when it comes to your personal life, though. Ugh. In fact, one might describe your treatment of women as disposable playthings as a wee bit shitty. Anywho, just two more signatures and we're all done.
And this afterlife package, desert dessert, is this the only one available? It looks a bit,
Hot and dusty. Yes, I'm afraid so. Marvellous. Good luck with your just desserts. Just desserts. Ah, funny. But however many times I say that, it just doesn't get old. What the hell?
Death. You are under arrest.
On what charge?
For the murders of Cosmos maintenance workers Roger Willey and Lucas Blake, HR administrative assistant Joy Parker, trainee under assistant Harry Lucia of resource monitoring, and finally, Samantha Carlton, senior receptionist at the High Council Chamber, FKA the Director's Executive Suite, FKA the company boardroom.
And what if I refuse to accompany you? I see.
So go on then. What sort of things have you invented?
Well, while I was working for the government, all manner of fusion and fission devices, as well as a number of innovative interrogation machines.
Interrogation machines? Sounds cool. Can we make one tonight and put Gran in it?
Oh, Unfortunately, I don't have the necessary equipment to hand, and of course, that's not really what nice children like you should be doing to their grandmothers.
Who said I was nice?
Oh, I'm sure you are, you know, deep down inside.
Tell me more about the machines. How do they work?
Oh, well, so you want to take notes. Okay, that's very studious of you.
Come on, I need to learn.
Well, one of my favourite machines was called the Deep Cavity Anal Strometer.
The Deep Cavity Anster. How do you spell that last word?
Well, A-N-A-L.
Anal? What, like your bum?
Yes, sort of. Biologically, the anus is the opening where the gastrointestinal tract ends and exits the body.
You made a machine for bumming?
No. It was not for pleasure. It was for interrogation purposes. You see, a narrow titanium rod would first be inserted up the tract.
That's disgusting. What sort of filthy old creep are you?
No, you don't understand.
Professor, perhaps it's best if we all play the Who Can Be the Quietest game.
Do you also stick things up your own bum then, Professor Pooh Pervert?
Looks like you lost that round, Thomas.
Oh, perhaps your parents are back early, Thomas.
I hope so. Or it's the police.
Oh, it would be such a shame for you to go.
Sigrun, Director, I found you at last. Are you here to arrest us?
No, not at all. Quite the opposite, in fact. Hold on, I'll join you outside.
So, what news from Cosmos? Has God taken back complete control?
Well, yes and no.
What do you mean?
He's made Hugh his Prince Regent.
Hugh?
The elf.
That silly little elf who used to work for Santa. Him as regent. Oh, dear. Has God taken leave of his senses?
Quite possibly, ma'am. But God is also very distracted by his new secret project.
This secret being?
A revamped version of the Garden of Eden.
Really?
Yes. Complete with a new Adam and Eve.
A new Adam and Eve. I knew he couldn't quite let that go. Oh, he really is such an old romantic fool.
Anyway, David and I...
David? From Internal Investigations?
Yes. But he's now chief advisor to Prince Hugh.
Yes, the little grey ones are always the most ambitious. Still, good luck to him.
So we're going to prepare the way for your return to power, if that's still something that you want.
Something that I want? I was born to lead, Sigrun. Unlike that pathetic pixie. But first, payback.
Right. I'll let David know that you are primed for your glorious return to power.
Thomas, would you like to go on an adventure?
An adventure? What, without Nan?
Yes, definitely without her.
All right then.
So where are we going?
Back to the beginning, Professor. Back to the beginning.
Eternal Strife was written, directed and recorded by Bruce Windward and featured the voices of Angela McIntosh, Mark Crozer, Simon Hook, James Pepper, Katie Southwell and Bruce Windward. Music and sound design by Bruce Windward.